ஸ்ரீ ரமணாஸ் 47th மகாநிர்வாணா அப்சர்வ்டு என் அருணாச்சல ஆசிரமா இன் நியூயார்க் சிட்டி. ஏ ரேடியன் ஸ்பிரிங் மார்னிங் கிரீட்டட் தி டே ஆஃப் அவர் மகா நிர்வாணா செலிப்ரேஷன் ஃப்ரம் த ஏர்லி மார்னிங் அவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சண்டே ஏப்ரல் 13th கிஃப்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்வீட்ஸ் அரைவ்ட் அட் ஆசிரமா. தீஸ் வர் தி ஹார்ட்ஃபெல்ட் ஆஃபரிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிவட்டீஸ், many of whom had travelled long distances to be present. Truly, the words of Bhagavan, "Where shall I go? I am here," set the tone of the name, because were it not for his living presence, would so many have responded to their inner prompting to join the devotees at Arunachala Ashrama on this special occasion. The celebration began with Ganesha Puja, conducted by Dr. Lakshmi Narayana. The litany of the 108 names of Bhagavan followed, while the younger devotees reverentially offered flowers at both the photo and life-size statue of the master. In his words of welcome, Dennis Hattel emphasized the dual ideals of sadhana and service as expressed to him 25 years ago by Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata. In his characteristic homely fashion, Bhagavata had told Dennis on the day they first met that he, Bhagavata, was the doorman and doormat of Sri Bhagavan's abode. And in this ashrama, there is preaching, but preaching without the first letter P, reaching, to reach within, not to preach, is the ideal of this ashrama. The events surrounding Sri Bhagavan's last days were brought vividly before our eyes as we viewed the relevant scenes presented in the video biography, The Sage of Arunachala. Moments before his Mahanirvana, 47 years ago, devotees joined together to sing the ecstatic voices of the marital garland of letters. In the same manner, all the devotees gathered on this day sang this ecstatic composition of Sri Ramana. Sri Arunachala Ashrama was doubly blessed during this weekend celebration, for the occasion was graced by a visit from the president of Sri Ramanashramam, Sri V.S. Ramanan. Also, a sacred Sri Chakra was installed and worshipped with much devotional fervor and meticulous attention by Dr. J.S.S. Lakshmi Narayana of Moncton, Canada. The Sri Chakra was first sanctified in the Matrubhudeshwara Temple in Sri Ramanashramam and then brought to New York for installation in the Ashrama Shrine. The talk given by Sri V.S. Ramanan drew upon the personal memories of his early association with Sri Bhagavan and aptly elucidated the Maharishi's unique life and teachings. Text of talk begins below. The devotional song offerings began, according to tradition, with Miss Radha Ramaswamy. All participated, while many offered devotional hymns and many more led bhajans. Devotees fervently chanted Sri Bhagavan's Upadesha Sara and Sri Arunachala Pancharatnam in unison. At the time of Arati, the verses of Na Karmana were intoned. The meditation upon these verses, which so profoundly describe the ideal exemplified by Sri Ramana Maharishi, brought our celebration to a fitting conclusion. Not with action, nor with wealth, nor with children does a man become immortal, but by renunciation alone. Narayana Upanishad. The sharing of prasadam, the cordial conversations among the devotees, the bhajans sung informally in the sanctuary throughout the afternoon, all took place in an atmosphere of Sri Bhagavan's overflowing grace. Indeed, it seemed that Sri Bhagavan was blessing each participant with an awareness of the reality of his continued presence. Evelyn K. Sapphire.